Every Wednesday night, a man named Mark Sharpless steps onto the back of a large pickup truck outside Iowa City, Iowa, and he begins calling out the bidding. The author John Fryer sent our Saturday postcard from Sharpless Auctions.
8 foot Iowa banner, guys, just what the doctor ordered, picked out down in Florida.
1 week, a 1963 Ford Galaxy was on the auction block. Sharpless opened the bid at $2,500. Within a second or two, he dropped it, hoping that someone would finally make a single bid. Maybe his announcement that the vehicle had no brakes, none, nada, scared away potential high bidders. But within a few seconds, the initial $50 bid doubled, tripled, and doubled again. The final bid of $750 seemed a pretty fair price for an undrivable 40-year-old car. Sharpless Auctions is a sprawling complex of metal farm buildings. During the summer, a giant pole tent goes up in the center of the gravel auction lot, full of farm equipment, boats, cars, bicycles, and campers. Inside, buzzing fluorescent lights illuminate 100-odd tables full of workshop tools, appliances, computers, and board games, even tanning beds. As estates go up for sale, lives are laid out on long rows of folding tables. Goods are organized in categories like items from the basement, front room, first floor, or kitchen items. There are personal items, photo albums and bundles of family correspondence. Lifelong hobbies and interests are laid to rest across the tables, with miles of unknit yarns next to sprawling salt shaker collections, stacks of Navy magazines, and bags of matchbooks from every Howard Johnson, Rural Supper Club, and Vegas casino the deceased had ever visited. I sift through the tables looking for personal identifying scraps like date books filled with daily appointments of someone in 1948. I find Berdina Winger's 4th and 5th grade report cards from Monticello, Iowa. Mr. and Mrs. Winger signed the back each month the cards came home. What happened to Berdina? Did her 100% average in geography spark a desire to travel the world? Or did she live her whole life in Monticello? Just as I imagine the life Berdina led in this northwestern Iowa community, the auctioneer uses a wooden board to arbitrarily divide the various lots on the table. This is my last chance to make connections between the recipe cards, the Ziploc bags full of pens, the cloth napkins, and the double deck of pinochle cards. I can imagine the overflowing drawer that they came from in Berdina's kitchen. In a matter of minutes, nearly everything is gone, auctioned off to the highest bidder. The report cards and pinochle decks were left on the pile on the table. They failed to raise even a single bid. Since anything left behind goes into the dumpster, I picked up Berdina's academic record of 1904 through 1906 and joined the bidders at the next table.
John Fryer, the author of All My Life for Sale, is co-creator of the upcoming PBS series called Secondhand Stories.